RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace, our sponsors today. Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. Okay, getting the weather here. A little foggy in places this morning, depends on where you're at, but we do have some fog. 66 down on the island, feels like that, and winds are down this morning. We're looking at cloudy skies today with some morning fog, slight chance of a rain shower, high around 70 with south winds 5 to 10 for tonight. Foggy, low of 62, east-southeast winds 5 to 10. And for tomorrow, low clouds and fog. Again, high of 68, east-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, we're on double tides. We're on a four-tide schedule. We had a high just occur after midnight at 12:50 a.m. It was a 1.2. We have a low coming up at 10:27 a.m., a negative 0.6. Then a high at 7:26 p.m., a 1.2, and in the low at 10:22 p.m., a 1.1. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m., sunset, 5:26 p.m., moon phase, new moon, 0% visibility. And looking at current conditions, Galveston Channel down there showing 68 degrees with 62-degree water, a south-southwest wind at 3, and at Eagle Point, it's 68 degrees with 61-degree water temperature, southwest wind at 6, and at Morgan's Point, it's 66 degrees and a water temp up there, 60.1, south wind at 5. So pretty much no wind this morning, a little fog in the area. So be careful with that. Watch out for other boaters if you can see them. I don't know how thick it is on the water. On the land seems to be where most of the fog is this morning. So there you have it. There's your tides, winds. Hope everybody catches some nice fish today. Weather's right for it, no doubt about it. And it is December. Good fishing. All right, let's run down Port O'Connor way now, and let's check in with Captain Kim Golden this morning, see how she's doing and what she's going to be doing for Christmas. Catching 9-pounders, I hope. Good morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm so glad to be here this morning. Boy, I agree with you, too, by the way, about today. It feels a little fishy to me.
It
low
does.
Pressure.
Froggy and fishy.
Froggy and fishy. I agree. Well, we've had an interesting week. My boat's been in service part of the week, so I have not been out on the water every day. But for those days I were not on the water, I went and grabbed you some reports from those that still are. We have quite a few things popping over here. Our trout, we still have a really nice trout bite. It's not an all-day thing. It's like we sometimes, you know, like I realize in we don't ever have a true all-day thing, but sometimes in the cooler months, you know, we have a nice bite all throughout the day. We're still in those windows, and I'm noticing a really good opportunity early and a really nice opportunity later in the day, and then we're picking them up here and there, you know, through the middle. But those are two, I mean, the feed early and the feed late has stood out to me, so yeah. That's been a lot of fun. And then our reds, They still won't actually
still
make eye contact with us. I mean, they're here. They're not ready to make eye contact with us, but they're starting to thaw out. We are starting to see a few more of them. They're starting to hang out where they should be. This warm-up should help a lot. They should get up there a little shallower and stay there longest. The bait will find its way up there and stay when that water warms up. So I mean, this is just a total warm-up. It's almost going to be 80 degrees every day this entire week.
Well, naturally, I'm going to do my big hunting trip that I do every year. So
where are you going?
I'm going south of you. I'm going down close to the border in Jim Hogg County. That's where I hunt every year.
Boy, I have been seeing
it's my Christmas, birthday, New Year's trip. You know, I've been taking forever. I don't know how many years it's been going on.
Fantastic. I have seen some amazing pictures come out of down there on hunting trips here just recently. Just wow. Wow.
Yeah. You know, that's something how these reds, you know, y'all had all the redfish action for a long time this year.
Yes.
You know, next door to you there, Matagorda, Charlie and all them are just, you know, it's pick and peck, no consistency, and same way up here, except, you know, our jetties, that's redfish year-round, but as far as the back bays and flats and wading, and now they're everywhere. Slot reds are all over the place, so you tell me.
Tell Charlie to send them back this way. You tell Charlie Kim said to send them,
send
some of them back this way. No, they'll come back and they're here. It's just cyclical. I mean, I'm not to say that we're not catching any. It's just that this time of year when we wade, you know, that's a pretty good bet. Pretty good bet. You can find, and of course some are pulling up at the right place at the right time, you know, and knocking it out of the park. But as an overall thing, you know, you can kind of get a feel for that. But you made a great point, and I do try to remember that. When I come on and visit, is that a lot of my information is brought to you from hip deep in the water with shiny plastic. So I do like to get other reports and other things that are going on. One really cool, our sheephead have arrived here. I can say that if you're into that, they are here in numbers.
Yeah, sheephead are early this year.
They're early.
That, you know, around here too, they're starting to show up on the jetties and
yes.
It's a little bit early.
We have great jetty guides here, and I saw them start posting, you know, the sheephead, and then it got to be consistent, and of course, you know, I don't know if it's this way where you are, but here, if you want to know the meat and potatoes of what's going on in this bay system, we have a fantastic young man that cleans fish here, and I'm going to tell you what, $20 and the right question, and you can get all the bite. Now, it's not the where, but he can give you the vibe about what's going on in the space system pretty quick.
Right.
But the sheephead are here, and that's a lot of fun. I, even as a diehard trout lure fisherman, I think that's a blast. You free line some out. They can't turn it down to save their life. If you have kids, that's a blast. That's just fun.
Oh, yeah.
So much
they
fun.
They enjoy it. Bites and pulls, man.
Yes. And you know what's really fun is they can do it themselves. You don't need a long cast. You don't need anything special. Just fling it out there. They'll find it.
Flip it out there and hang on.
And hang on.
Wait for the bite.
The kids always get such a kick out of their teeth and their face. They're so funny. And our black drum, bless their hearts. I haven't fished for them as much. Every now and then we'll have some kiddos in that, then we'll get some for the box. But they are strong here. They've been strong all year, and there's been plenty of days. I know we were grateful for it, but they're still here and still kicking.
Well, I was just watching all these boring ball games yesterday. These Texas teams, they have laid an egg. Anyway, I was just kind of going through my phone, looking at videos, and a friend popped up some videos from Matagorda in 2021, that freeze. And, man, I looked at that and go, I can't believe we're already back where we are, all the dead fish. That was just incredible.
Right.
How hard Matagorda got hit.
Listen, I can't believe you said that, because we were just visiting about that not too long ago and thinking back. Because, like with anything, time, you know, has a tendency to kind of push it back, and other things come to the front. But like you, I was physically present, actually, in the Laguna Madre when it happened. And I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. And to see and about to experience, the good Lord willing, what that fishery is today, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You look at those videos and photos, and you go, man, it's for fishermen, it's like the end of the world, you know?
Right. But, I felt the same thing everybody else did. Holy cow, what now? And even though I wasn't here at home when it happened, of course, I saw the videos and what they were seeing here, and unbelievable. Mother Nature is an amazing, amazing thing. How we are today, because I agree with you. You would have thought that we might not be in this good a shape today.
I know. I've seen a bunch of them in my years, and you always have that same gut feeling, you know, like, oh, God, is this the one?
Is this the one?
But it always comes back, always, especially that's after those big ones in 83 and 89, 90. And I thought, well, no way. But, I mean, we bounce back very good, quick, too. I mean, it's just something how, you know, nature replenishes itself. Time's a great healer, you know.
That is so true. I know other people may have had different experiences, but for instance, what I noticed, say in the winter, targeting a little bit bigger fish down south. I remember the first year after, we're pretty solid on, you know, had some fives and the occasional six, and of course some caught more. But just kind of an overall kind of average thing. And the next year, got a little bigger. Next year, they got a little bigger, and then we had to be real careful that we stopped expecting that, because, you know, my goodness, how many times are you going to expect that? And the next year came and it got better. And now here we are. And the chatter that I'm hearing and some of the initial, you know, things I'm seeing, my gosh, I don't know what kind of winter we're going to have, but I, for one, am so excited. I just to see how it unfolds and the opportunities and the life-changing fish people are going to get the opportunity to catch. It's going to be a great winter. Of course, there's always that risk. Mother Nature throws us a curve.
It's looking really good. I mean,
it's looking good.
These patterns are going to hold through February. You know, the kind
that's
of
what I'm
patterns
hearing.
We're on
I
right
was just
now.
Fixing to say I ran the 90-day out just the other day, and I didn't even find a day or a high. Of course, I realize it's 90 days, but I didn't even find a day where we got below 60 for a high. Interesting.
I'll take it. I'll take this any day over all that bitter cold.
I wasn't built for the cold. When it gets cold, I have to keep going south till it warms up. So I'll sure enough take it. Oh, another thing that we have a really nice opportunity for here right now, if anybody's into it, are the red snapper are nice and they're close.
You don't have to
make that long run.
The next guy structural. I'm going to talk to is out of Freeport. That's probably be a good topic this morning. He'll be talking about snapper because that's something how they gave him that bonus time till the first of the year.
I know. When I read that, I remember thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I hope they all are full with snapper trips, able to go, because it is wild how they define their season. But I hope that'd be such a cool thing for people to do over the holidays. So I hope that a lot of people want to go for them.
You got any big plans for Christmas and New Year's?
Listen, I don't. For Christmas this week, we're going to fish. Yeah. We're going to fish. We'll be out a little later today. And holidays proper have always been busy for me. People like to go. So if the weather's nice here in Port O'Connor, they'll go. So we'll fish, and then we'll do a little festivities on a different day when that works out better for everyone.
Well, I've had some awesome stringers and catches on Christmas Eve. We used to do it.
So have I.
Religiously.
That's just fun.
You know, if the weather was good, we'd go wade fish and catch big trout. And if the weather was terrible, we'd go duck hunting. Same crew.
Merry Christmas to you. That sounds like a great way to spend Christmas.
It's a lot of memories. good memories.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm just going to chill out and do the family Christmas deal around here, and then I'm taking off. I'm going
south.
I'm migrating, man.
You're going to hunt. Oh, that's going to be exciting. Oh, it's going to be fun to see what you find down there.
Yeah, I'm going to go down there and hang out with a lot of friends I don't get to see much during the year because everybody's so busy and working and guiding trips and all that, and we're just all going to hunt and hang out, cook good food.
Sounds like a great.
A lot of Christmas cheer. Here we go.
That's can't beat that. That sounds like a great plan, and I couldn't think of a better place to be.
Well, I'll next week we'll be playing best of shows and everything, but the following week, then I'll be back on the second New Year's, and then I'll talk to you that next week.
That sounds great. That sounds great. By then, I'll be in a little different area, and we're lucky we may get to talk about some different things.
There you go. That'll work. Well, I want to wish you and your family, everybody, a Merry Christmas. And if somebody wants to call you about or, you know, check in on a fishing trip, make a wade in the holidays, how they get a hold of you, Kim?
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas right back at you and your staff. Thank you for including me for part of this year. I have enjoyed it.
Thank you to your listeners. I have too. It's been good.
And Merry Christmas to all the listeners too. I hope if you're fishing this week, I hope you kill it. But I have a website, PortO'ConnorFishingTrip.com, and it has all the information you need.
All right, Kim. Hey, it's always a pleasure, and be safe. Catch them up.
Same right back to you.
Cast. Let's get some
Oh,
hands.
Boy.
All right.
All I want for Christmas. So anyway.
That's it. All I want for Christmas is a 9-pound trout. Nothing to it, man. They're cheap.
I'll take it.
So, well, hey, anyway, y'all thank you again.
You too. Bye-bye.
Later. All right. You know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, and other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 421 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Freeport Way and check in with Captain Jeff Naylor this morning, see how he's doing. Good morning, Jeff. What's up, man?
Captain Mickey? How you
Not
doing
a lot,
this morning?
Brother.
Yeah, man, just down here in Freeport, watching that wind kind of kick back up and then slow back down and kick back up again.
Yeah,
man, it just you know, it's real foggy this morning, ironically, which, you know, yeah, it's just all trickery, really. You know, I think that it calms down for just long enough, you know, to get some hope, and then it starts blowing again, you know. So, and that's where we're at, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, hey, look, there's been a few people that made it out this week, and I tell you what, they got paid off big time. You know, Matt, big shout out to Matt Smith. I'm a big fan of his, him and his dad, man.
Yeah, I am,
you know,
too.
Smith and Operation.
Sons. Yeah, one of these days I'll get to talk to old Matt.
Yeah, yeah, but on the air, Matt, I'm going to record this
call
one.
Call him
you
out.
Know, you got, you're gonna have to call, I'm going to call you
Hold
out, bud.
To the
you're
fire,
coming.
Man.
he will come. I tell you what, I'm going to put some pressure on him before too long. So, anyways, you know what? They made it out this week and you know, got that early Wahoo bite, which I talked about last
awesome.
Week. It was,
yeah,
they sure did. And man, let me tell you what, if you're sitting out there and the bite starts happening and you're the only one, oh boy, you know, get ready.
Field day.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be nice, you know, and it paid off. And, you know, they got to do some bottom fishing and stuff like that. Now, they paid for it. I'm sure of that, you know, it was not nice.
Yeah, but, conditions hadn't been. Know, too favorable.
Stellar. No, not at all. Not even a little bit. But, you know, of course, he's got a bigger boat, you know, and a cab to get people inside and dry it
sure.
off and stuff like that. So, you know, but at any rate, you know, there's a few people out of Freeport catching a few fish. You know, flounder season came back in. And a few flounder being gigged, not a bunch. You know, Cole and those guys are down in Rockport. I mean, just creaming them down there. Holy cow, they got some studs down there. I mean, some floor mats. And,
wow.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's where they're at. I hope I said that right. Jeez.
Well, but they're getting them anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But at any rate, they, you know, they're doing great. They're, I tell you what, man, Cole is just a really following his dad's footsteps in terms of you know, just doing everything. You know, he came back a couple of days and do a snapper run here in Freeport, ran back down to Rockport, you know, continued doing his duck hunting. I mean, the last week or so, he's been sending me pictures. Basically, you know, they'll leave about 3 hours early in the morning. You know, they'll leave about 2 o'clock in the morning. They'll go down, they'll get their flounder, and then they'll go to the duck blind, get set up in the duck blind, and they'll be home by 9:30, you know, just piles of everything. So, yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of stamina and a lot of drive to go back and forth from Freeport to Port O'Connor and you know.
Well, he's young. He can grind on, man. He got plenty of stamina.
I tell you, man.
Stab and shoot trip.
Stab and shoot, yeah, exactly.
Stab and shoot dad service.
That's it. He needs to start a new one. That's, I keep telling that, but he's kind of reluctant. But yeah, man, and you know, we're just kind of waiting. We did a couple snapper runs. And caught a few snapper during our little short season, but it's about to be over with next week, it looks like. So, you know, short-lived, but nonetheless, it was worth it. You know, the other things to talk about this week are the no regulations. They're gonna come out next year, 2026 swinging, apparently, with some new charter regulations and stuff.
More regs, you know. Oh boy, just what we need, more laws, more regs.
Yeah, I think they're coming back with some of the reporting rules and some of the, you know, some of the, they might even be putting back on the GPSs, so we'll see.
Boy, North Carolina, you know, inshore fishing, you know, for like five species of fish, it has to be reported. whether you're bank fishing, pier fishing, or boat fishing, whatever. As soon as you get in, you've got to submit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
And it is. It is. It is crazy. You know, and then, you know, of course, Sharky got back from the Flibs, you know, last week. I don't know if you talked to him since he got back or not, but, you know, he says it was packed still. So there's still people out there buying boats. I mean, apparently it's not gonna stop. It slowed down quite a bit, you know, but it's not gonna stop. So we're gonna have constant competition, I believe. You know, all of our dry stacks here in Freeport and in Surfside are both. Well, Freeport has more room left. Don't get me wrong; they have spots open. Surfside rarely has any spots open. You know, as far as in their dry stack. And, man, I mean, they got like a waiting list,
you know, that's the way it is over here too, on dry stacks and everything. I just never, man, I watched them build all this stuff. I go, where are they going to get all the boats to fill these places up? Man, it didn't take long.
Shoot. No, man, I tell you, they bring them from all over the country, you know, I mean, people from California, I mean, wherever, you know. And you know, being a guy down at the Freeport Marina, you know, I got to sit down there for about 5 or 6 years and really watch people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much 30%, and I'm not knocking this at all, but about 30% of the people who buy boats, they go to Flibs, they go to, you know, one of the Miami boat shows, or Houston boat show, get somebody, convince them to buy a brand new boat. They bring it down there and they use the thing one time. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, they pay me to wash it and drive it around. That's it, you know. And, you know, I'm like, well, boy, that's a terrible investment.
It'd be nice to have that kind of extra money, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Buy something big time like that you don't ever use. Crazy.
Oh, man. I helped a guy one time, and this is a true story, man. I helped this guy one time. He came over, and he bought a new boat, and he wanted me to hire – oh, he said, buy it. It was a couple years old. He bought it from a friend of his. I think he spent like 40 grand, and it was a Ranger offshore boat. You know, Ranger had offshore boats, and it wasn't – I mean, it was a good ride. Nothing I'd take to the floaters, you know, but, I mean, yeah. It was, you know, you get out there a little ways, you know. But he came to me and he paid me to put on a electronics package. You know, he wanted new screens and radar and everything. And so, you know, that boat was maybe 26, 27 foot long, maybe something like that, 28 foot. And he said, man, I want to spend $40,000 on this electronic package. And I was like, man.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't think you need all that. I mean, why? What? Where did you get 40 grand from? Anyway, it's a very random number, you know. He said, well, that's, you know, I figured how much I paid for it. I figured what the overall value, you know, how much I could sell it for. And the difference is 40 grand. And I want to have that much electronics in it, man. So, you know, I turned to Trionics, which is kind of my go-to electronic people there for a while. And mm-hmm. I said, man, you know, what can you do here? They're like, it's going to be tough to stuff 40 grand worth of stuff in that boat. It's just not, there's no room, man. I mean, you know, you got electronic boxes and wires and all kinds of stuff, you know. I said, well, that's what the man wants, you know. I mean, what can we do? So we kind of rigged out some packages for him and put it on there. I don't think he ever used the boat again. I think it sat in a dry stack for the next 2 years and never moved, ever.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let me tear this break up right here, and I'll be back at you. Jeff, hang on,
okay.
Man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 435 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Jeff Naylor. All right, Jeff, we're back, buddy.
Back in action.
Here we go, man.
So, man, before I forget, you know, last week I forgot to mention. So, for our offshore guys, our floater guys that are going to be going out this wintertime, mm-hmm. Nansen is officially gone. So, Nansen and Boomvang, the two floaters probably the closest, Nansen is cut down, and they'll be dragging the bottom off here shortly. So,
wow.
It's officially gone.
Valuable structure all the time, man.
All the time. Isn't that shameful? You know, here's the weird thing about it. So they cut the top off, and they cut the very top off. Now the bottom has to have the ballast. So the apparently, as it turns out, the very lower part of the structure is actually the ballast pump system. So you can actually cut the top off without actually the whole thing sinking, right? So.
Yeah.
So basically they cut the very top off, and they're going to sink it, I'm sure they already have, in about 1,500 foot of water. So that's going to be very interesting. To my knowledge, I don't think that we actually have a structure that is in that 1,500 foot of water along the Texas coast that I know of.
What depth is it in right now?
So Nansen and Boomvang are both in about 3,500 foot of water, about 3,800 actually. So they're almost.
So they're going to bring it in to 1,500.
Yes, and sink in 1,500. So we don't have a natural and or that I know of. I take that back. There is one wreck that's in about 900 feet, but otherwise we don't. I don't know of any that are in that 1,500 foot of water. There's some.
Right.
Dump sites that during World War I and World War II, they would dump some, you know, random stuff out there, but it's kind of mulled over, kind of muddy, but so Nansen, if you go out there this year and next winter season and you see it out there, now I have not been have pictures of that, but the guys who actually take it down, they told me it's gone. So
yeah,
I have to believe that.
If you go out there and you don't see it, and you're going, man, my navigation, my GPS working, you're not lost. It's gone.
You're not lost. It's gone. It's gone. Yeah. So I mean, you know, in all fairness, of all the rig types in the world, you know, those floaters are got to be the most expensive. They have to have, you know, massive amounts of diesel and stuff to keep those ballasts working and everything. So when it's in production, it's really losing money. You know,
right.
When a four-legged one goes down, it's probably not nearly the cost, but. The next one to go down is going to be Gunnison. So Gunnison and what a shame, man. That one, that's a tough one. You know, Gunnison was about 155 nautical miles from Freeport. Nansen and Boomvang are about 120. And then, of course, you got Hoover, which would be kind of more on the southern southwest side of Nansen and Boomvang. So but Nansen's gone. The next one's going to be going is Gunnison. So a lot of the Galveston folks go to Gunnison, you know, unfortunately. And so it'll be gone pretty soon as well. So there's that, you know. And I tell you what, a lot of the guys who go fish Wahoo at the Gardens too, they'll go and spend the night at Gunnison's.
Yeah.
And it is, I guess, technically the closest rig to the Flower Garden. So
right.
There's a lot of people that go out there and will spend the night. But it may very well be gone before we actually get out there and go fish. So, yeah, man. I mean, we're losing a little bit more structure. But it definitely seems like that's going to be the norm. Now, I mean, the positive of all of it, of course, is that there's just a huge push and a huge outcry to leave a lot of the structure down on the bottom.
Put it on the bottom,
Yeah, exactly. Let's leave it there. And case in point, the two East and West Cerveza rigs, they've been taking them apart. Casey's boats have actually been working on East and West Cerveza for the last year or almost 2 years now. So
right.
They'll be taking those down, but they're just going to cut them 100 foot down. You know, they're stiff leg, hard legged rigs. So they'll cut them about 100 foot down below the water line. And, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I'm glad that they actually have that, you know, theory, you know, those kind of thought processes going, leaving our structure and or, you know, maybe moving it somewhere else, and that way it stays out there, you know. But it's going to be different, man. You know, the horizon keeps getting bleaker and bleaker here in Freeport way. You know, you go out of Galveston, man, it's light as far as you can see. It looks like Christmas every day. You know, here out of Freeport, it's almost nothing. It's bleak. We got one little baby rig, and then you don't have it. You don't see another one for about 55 miles.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's the landscape is ever changing. So, but well,
one positive, at least they're sinking that stuff and putting structure on the bottom for the fish.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Good for the fishermen, but with modern day electronics now and all these different numbers and snag charts and all that mess, I mean, it everybody can find them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's and you know, with the advent of GPS and everything and all that kind of stuff, you know, they're not necessarily navigation beacons either, you know, so I mean, you know, so that part is not at risk. But yeah, so they're going to go put that the top of the Nansen there, 1500 foot of water. And you know, we've been talking through the offshore community anyways, few of us have been talking about what that's going to bring, you know, being a big structure, 1500 foot of water. You know, the types of fish you'd have, like swordfish, you'd have you know, tile fish, a lot of the bottom fish and stuff like that. But not real sure. I mean, it won't be a bunch of snapper, you know. I'll tell you that much. 1,500 foot of water is way too deep for a snapper.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. It, to my knowledge, like I said, I don't know of another place that has, you know, a big piece of structure like that in 1,500 foot of water. So, I'm sure there is. I just don't know of any, and I don't know any stories about them. So I don't know what they're going to attract, but I'm kind of interested to see. But, yeah, man, I forgot to say that last week and kind of got me bit because I had it on my notes and never did get to say it. But there we go. It's out there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you heard about those. There's two boaters missing out of Florida. Day before yesterday, they went out and they found their boat with nobody in it. Two guys, and they're missing.
Yeah, I saw that. No word up to now. I haven't seen any kind of recovery story yet.
Boy.
That's a
and
tough,
the Coast Guard was
thing.
Flying my shoreline yesterday evening, their chopper. And
really?
Yeah, I don't know what they were looking for anybody or there was a spill or what, but if it was a spill, I'd smell it. But
right.
They were flying around yesterday evening before the fog settled in. They were looking for something. I don't know.
Definitely. You know, there goes another a good point. So a lot of people, you know, going out this time of the year, they don't realize that the water temp can get you know, in the 70s and below 70s and actually get cold enough for hypothermia for people. And so, you know, if you're going to go out to the flower garden and you're going to go out and you're going to spend overnight, you know, things are going to happen. The wintertime is a very rough season. You know, things can go real south real fast.
Yeah, they can.
And you know, it's well worth your money and time to get a raft, you know, get something that's floatable, you know. And I tell you what, man, there's nothing worse than driving around in the wintertime in the fog, and it sets in, and you can't see 3 feet in front of you. You know,
that fog is nasty.
Oh man, it's brutal. I can't tell you how many times, and you know, you'd be again super surprised how many lights are actually on a super tanker. You very almost never see them. So crazy. You know, but, boy, you know, take your time, slow down. There's no reason to get crazy, no reason to get, you know, wild, you know. And a lot of people, they go put on their high beams, those big old lights, you know, on the front. And a lot of times that ends up blinding you a little bit, you know, rely on your radar a little bit. Keep the lights.
You learn that in driver's ed school with a kid. You don't run your high beams in fog.
That's right. That's right.
People do it now. I had to run to town last night, and it was already foggy, and everybody's driving towards you with their high beams on. I'm going, seriously?
Yeah. Don't do it, man. Don't do it if you can avoid it. You know, keep all the lights off, drive slow, putt around, leave a little earlier, and stay safe out there because, it like I said, it happens in a heartbeat. And, you know, another thing that I tell people all the time, and when I just alluded to people – you know, paying me to do some stuff on their boats when they buy them brand new. The first thing I do is I try to tweak their radars and get their radars working real good. Mm-hmm. So it's reading close to the water's edge, and you can pick up small boats like, you know, a mile, 2 miles off.
Right.
Let me tell you, I mean, radar's great, but it, you know, if you got a 25-foot boat that's coming at your, you know, 90 degrees towards you. I mean, a lot of times you don't see that stuff until he's, you know, a quarter mile away. And sometimes, it, you know, you start thinking you're seeing stuff on the screen, but you're not. I mean, it's a real boat, you know. And so, you know, just pay attention out there. Every year somebody gets hurt, you know. And it's sometimes it's needless, you know. We can all do a little bit better.
About it every day.
Keep everybody safe, you know.
Tell you what's the most dangerous this time of year, and I just stay away from it. I won't even run out of the marshes or anything anymore. You know, with more traffic, the amount of duck hunters, all these bayous and everything, you're always hearing of boat collisions and just, man, slow down.
Sure.
Especially in a turn, you know, you're and drive on your side of the bayou or in the middle of it, you know, stay in the middle.
That's right.
Don't hug a shoreline and turn a corner because you might get surprised. There might be somebody doing the same thing going your way. So,
Sure.
I've seen a lot of nasty accidents like that.
I tell you, there has been several people here die, some real, real good people too. You know, drive without lights too, man. Drive with your lights on. You don't have to, you know, the red and the
well,
green.
Well, it is a law, you know, red and green.
It is
white,
the
all
law.
Around white light. I mean, make yourself visible.
That's right. I mean, for you and for the next person, you know,
exactly. And
it goes both ways. And I tell you, I mean, you know, when you spend enough time out there, you realize when you see a red light out there, you know that, you know, that boat is facing one direction. Or if you see that green light just sitting out there, you know, he's facing, you know, one direction, and you know which way they're going and stuff of that nature. So it is important. Those kind of things are very, very important. Now, a lot of people kind of disregard that, but it is, you know, especially now. I mean, you know, that's a problem. You know, when you go get into a wreck out there and it's foggy like it is in the middle of wintertime, you know, the Coast Guard can't. I mean, heck, if you can't see through the fog, they can't see through the fog. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you're just postponing your rescue to begin with. You know, let's just not get there, you know. But yeah, and that's always a wintertime thing, you know, and it comes in, it sets, you know, especially down here, you know, closer inshore, that the last 30 miles always eats you alive. I mean, And I can't tell you how many times there's been hairpins coming through the jetties. White knuckling that just trying to putt through. I mean, and, you know, I'm talking about, like, putting along just hoping you don't hit the jetty because it's so foggy, you know. But it is what it is. You know, the Freeport jetties, and this is actually a proven fact, is the hardest jetty to come into because of all the plant lights behind it. You know, it's very hard to see the blinking light for the center of the channel, and then you have the right and then the left, and so it's a tough one to begin with.
Well, if you're in doubt, slow down, man.
That's it, man. It definitely will save you more times than it'll kill you.
The jetties, you know, whether it's Freeport, Galveston, Port O'Connor, whatever, they've eaten a lot of boats over the years.
Boy, you ain't kidding. You are not kidding. There's a lot of people that tried to jump those jetties, and guess what? I don't know a single one that has yet. So
nobody's ever made it, as far as I know of.
This
ain't no James Bond movie.
No. That's terrible. Yeah, definitely not.
That was some good boat driving, man. When they remember the old glass-drawn tri-hulls they were running with the old Evinrudes on them, and and what was that, Live or Let Die, I think is a movie.
And, yeah.
They're running and busting through weddings, knocking down wedding cakes, sliding through, and that was good stuff.
Yeah. That was back when you could do that, huh?
I know a couple of captains that would have made good boat drivers for that movie. Not naming any names, but I know a couple.
Right. I hear that. Everybody's got to give it a shot once, I guess, man.
All done stupid stuff in boats just back when we were younger just to see if we could do it.
Sure.
Jumping sandbars. Yeah. Now all these mud boats, these guys have a blast with them jumping stuff and in the backwaters, all the duck hunts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're young. They can recover from accidents.
I guess
I'm good. Well, I'm going to be very careful and try to keep from breaking anything.
That's right. Don't hit me either. I'll go jump. Go do whatever you want. Don't hit me.
Steer clear, baby.
Exactly. Leave me out of it. Well, I hear you're going hunting next weekend. I'm going to Laguna Madre. We're going to go big trout fishing.
Cool.
Friday after Christmas. And, you know, I know you're going to go down in there and smoke you another 6-pointer. It's going to beat the last one.
Well, that'd be sweet. Still hunting for my big, you know, dream buck at, you know, a big 8, a 160 class. Or at this point, I'll take a 145 or 150 now. My cull factor's getting
shorter and shorter.
Yeah. It's hunting, man. It's just.
It is. That's what makes it great.
Do something,
you know,
different and hang out with everybody and enjoy what life I got left, man.
That's right. Did Blaine get anything on camera for you, or are you just going kind of gambling a little bit?
Blaine doesn't use a lot of cameras. He uses his guides. He makes them all hunt. They hunt every day. And Or they got the times down and patterns and, you know, certain deer that they, you know, making target bucks. And they got a few cameras. But they stay on top of it pretty good. And they're always feeding, always.
Yeah.
And they're in touch with pretty much everything that's going on, and a lot of property to keep up with. But it's no big eights. You know, there's some, but not what I'm wanting. There's some really nice eights walking around, but not what I'm looking for. But he said there's a couple of 12s I might be interested in.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter. You can't eat the horns anyway. I need to. I need at least one deer to take to Belleville because I'm getting a little low and thin around here, man. Freezer's
cleaned boy.
Out.
Man, get going. Get going. If that doesn't pan out, you just, I think we do got some I think the weekend after January 5th, I think it's January 15th, or that weekend, whatever that following weekend is, right. In there, I think we might be we might have an opening down in Carrizo. So if
doing
you got
some doe eradication that time of year,
we'll be meat hauling then. You know, yeah. We'll bring the trailer with us. You know,
bring a box of bullets and plenty of coolers.
Yeah,
make that and two boxes of bullets.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, Jeff, I want to wish you and your family and everybody a Merry Christmas, and I really appreciate your contributions from the deep blue sea.
Yeah,
and all that. Wow. So I'll talk to you next year.
Next year, January.
Next year, okay. Man. See you next year, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one, and same to you, all your family as well, and good luck with your hunt.
You got it, man. Thanks. We'll see you, Naylor.
All right.
Later,
bye.
Bud. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.